Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. This week, we'll hear performances by Tegan and Sarah, Paul White, Nakia, VHS or Beta, and Billy Bob Thornton. The Con is the name of the 2007 release by the sister duo Tegan and Sarah. So at the age of 27, that's added up to 5 albums under their belts, and they've toured with Rufus Wainwright, Ben Folds, The Pretenders, and Neil Young. Even the White Stripes covered one of their songs in 2005, Walking with a Ghost. Not bad for the young duo that got its start winning Battle of the Bands competitions in their hometown of Calgary, Alberta. We had the pleasure of hosting a live performance of Tegan and Sarah in KUT Studio 1A in November 2007, and they featured music off of The Con, including the track you're about to hear, Back in Your Head.
Books between us in our bed. Repeat the words that I know we both said. Relax into the need, we get so comfortable. Remember when I was so strange and like a bow. I just want back in your. Holding hands with you, I know these habits hurt important parts of you. Remember when our sweet and unexplainable, nothing like this person unlovable. I just want back in your head. Just walk back in your head. I'm not unfaithful, but I'll stray. When I get a little scared, when I get a little scared, when I get a little scared, when I get a little run, run.
Tegan and Sarah in Studio 1A with a slightly more stripped-down version of their song Back in Your Head from their 2007 album, The Con. Composer and saxophonist Paul White thanked his lucky stars when he was given the opportunity to travel to Mantova, Italy in 2005 to tour and record with the contemporary jazz band the Mantoux Jazz Trio. White is now a South Austin resident who can be seen performing at local jazz venues such as the Elephant Room. Here is Paul White in KUT's Studio 1A.
Yahweh shook his hairy heart. I met a preacher on the highway in a caravan of cars. It seems it happens every day, things get turned around. The broken spoke just keeps on turning into another town. But I'm all right, 'cause I feel like this might be the right thing. Yeah, I'm all right, 'cause I'm feeling like. Took a couple of tanks of gas to make it to Alabama. Took a little more time than I had planned.
White, performing It All Falls Down in KUT's Studio 1A. Before he was impressing audiences with his mix of rock, soul, and blues-influenced music, 31-year-old Austin-based singer Nakia worked a wide assortment of different and interesting jobs to support himself, from tavern bouncer to cavern guide, fast food server, sock factory worker, a missionary in Africa, and an Apple computer sales rep who had Willie Nelson as a customer. Nakia has done it all. But music is what he loves most, and that's a full-time gig he intends to keep. Here is Nakia, backed by his band Southern Cousins, in KUT's Studio 1A.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nakia in Studio 1A with Broken Spoke, a track from his 2007 debut EP, Playing the Cards. Up next, from Louisville, Kentucky, it's VHS or Beta. Not the videotape war between VHS and Betamax, for those of us who actually remember that, but more along the lines of post-punk revival, with heavy doses of indie rock and dance punk in the mix. What we're going to hear next, though, is toned down just a bit. It's the title track to their 2007 album, Bring On the Comets. Here is VHS or Beta in KUT's Studio 1A.
Suddenly, we were left without the worry of tomorrow. Well, comets fell from the sky, took my breath, took my sorrow. You once said in a dream, count your days, boy, they are fading. You set a fire in my heart. One chance in a lifetime was worth the waiting. But let us go easy as we watch them hit the ground. When the light is gone from every eye, nothing's left to sound. Memory's sweet whispers are all that we'll have left. So fall into these arms tonight and share this one last breath. Bring on the comets. Comets. Bring on the comets. Bring on, bring on, bring on, bring on. Bring on the comets. Bring on, bring on, bring on, bring on. Bring on the comets. Bring on, bring on, bring on, bring on. Bring on the comets. Bring on, bring on, bring on, bring on. We'll bring on the comets.
VHS or Beta, performing Bring On the Comets in KUT's Studio 1A. Our final performance comes from a movie star. Actually, if you weren't aware of his musical history, you'd probably assume that Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton would just add musician as an afterthought to an extensive resume that includes screenwriter, actor, and director. But writing, recording, and playing music is something that Thornton has done all his life, long before his film career came about. He's released 3 solo albums and often contributes as a guest vocalist on a number of recordings. Here's Billy Bob Thornton during his visit to KUT's Studio 1A, doing a song he wrote with Marty Stewart called That Mountain.
There's a big black train I've been hearing all my life. And every night at sundown, I hear its lonesome cry. When I look through the screen door, I see a rocking chair. My mama's sitting in it, thinking about that world out there. She wants to go over that mountain to see what's on the other side. She said, I want to go over that mountain before the day that I die. Well, she's never set foot out of this poor valley holler, but she talks about her dreams of some other way of life. 87 years of living, never had much of anything. Is it asking too much to see a damn old diesel train? She wants to go over that mountain to see what's on the other side. She said, I want to go over that mountain before the day that I die. Today, my daddy left this holler, said I'll be coming back tomorrow night. I remember the sound of his boot heels in the gravel. Well, he ain't been back since, and he never said goodbye. She wants to go over that mountain to see what's on the other side. She said, I want to go over that mountain before the day that I die. Before the day that I die.
Yes, sir.
Billy Bob Thornton, going back to his Arkansas roots with That Mountain, off of his 2001 debut album, Private Radio. That's the end of this edition of Radio Without Borders. Thanks for listening. Special thanks go to Lauren Burton, Jay Trachtenberg, and Teresa Ferguson for their assistance and inspiration in producing this program. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.